The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
We're going to be talking about the weather this weekend. You heard Shane giving us a little preview of it there. Rain, sleet, snow, ice. We're going to have everything across the next few days. We had Joanna Donnelly of Met Éireann on earlier on, talking about what's in store for today, but also the rest of the week.
So we were really far north of the cold polar front and the skies are clear. So that's why the temperatures are low. They're starting from a lower base today, so they'll be cold through the day. Overnight tonight, still another very, very cold night ahead. There's possibly a little bit of an easterly breeze, so the temperatures might not go quite as low along the east coast, but they're still forecast to be fairly far below freezing. And I'm looking out the window. I'm not getting on my bike today because that is a frosty road I'm looking at.
So it is going to be very cold and we're going to have a little bit of everything. And Joanna was explaining in good detail, as you would expect a scientist to, why it's very hard to predict snow in Ireland. And there are so many different elements at play that they can't really say with any certainty where it's going to snow yet, other than to say some parts of the country will see snow and will see accumulation. And that's why it's so important to stick to the weather forecast over the next 48 hours or so. Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, has been writing about this morning. Morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Jonathan.
The one group is paying more attention to this than anyone else is school children, who are living in hope that the holidays might be extended. And for some, there's actually a reasonable hope, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. You're talking basically about almost a million school children. I think it's 960,000 between primary and secondary schools who are due to go back on Monday. Now, what's interesting is that you're going to have a weekend where there will be snowfalls. We're just not quite sure yet where the snow is going to fall, although the top of the list at the moment seems to be the kind of the Midlands and North Munster. Depending on how bad those snowfalls are, you're coming into a period of exceptionally cold conditions from Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday. The coldest part of this Arctic spell is going to be between Monday and Wednesday. And there is the potential on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning for the temperatures to even drop down as low as minus 10 degrees. So that being the case, it's inevitably going to have an impact on travel, and in particular, say, the school transport network. Again, we're just not quite sure because we're just that bit too far away from it to know for certain. But certainly all of the stakeholders in the education area are watching this very closely. Now, There is going to be a meeting today of the National Emergency Management Committee. They're going to be looking at all of this, and they're going to have a meeting with the stakeholders after they're briefed by Met Éireann. Certainly since last Wednesday, all of the councils have been treating priority one and priority two roads with rock salt and grit. That's going to continue throughout the weekend. But there are warnings from the Gardaí, from the Road Safety Authority and from councils that not every single road in the country is going to be treated. So people really do need to be mindful of the weather if they're planning any travel.
Well, the real risk, as we heard from Joanna earlier, is that period from Sunday into Monday. So it might rain where you are, you might have sleet, you might have snow. But the freeze that follows after that will make for extremely treacherous conditions on Monday morning. And there's a likelihood, Ralph, that there won't be much of a thaw, particularly in the areas where the snow is lying.
Yeah, that's the issue, is the fact that it's really not going to get above freezing for some areas. So whatever snow that you have that could freeze on impact with already frozen roads is going to turn to ice. And of course, anyone who travels, of course, we all live in fear, if not major concentration or major consciousness of black ice in particular, and in particular on secondary roads. So again, this is going to be watched very carefully over the weekend. When getting back to schools, it's very much a matter for the individual boards of management of schools as regards what stance they take, whether they decide to remain closed, whether they decide to open a couple of hours later. And again, it'll be informed by local weather conditions. Again, the one thing that Met Éireann are saying is pay very close attention to the weather forecasts over the coming days. They are expecting further, and there's a status yellow ice and low temperature warning in place until 11 o'clock today, Jonathan. We're expecting further warnings today, tomorrow and into Sunday. And I think they will very much inform what decisions are taken next week.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing about it, Ralph, is we are terrible at dealing with this in this country. We lose our minds when it comes to snowfall in the same way that other countries would treat a bit of drizzle. It's because the infrastructure is just not in place to deal with snow.
Yeah, we're just not used to it. It's as simple as that. I mean, I have a sister who used to live in New York, and I happened to be with her one time, and they had a snowfall, which was like, I think, 18 inches to almost 2 foot of snow. Everything shut down. But everything was open a couple of hours later. You had snow plows, you had every type of machinery designed to snow blowers to deal with it. We're just not used to that here. So when it does, for the most part, we live in a very, very mild, very temperate climate. So when we do get extremes of weather, it's handling them can be a challenge. Now, in this particular case, I think it's going to be how much snow falls and how long it lasts and how severe the ice is going to be. And the good news for anybody listening, and it's early in the new year, so we need every bit of good news we can get, is that it's going to get mild. And certainly the long range forecast for Met Éireann is that really come next Friday, it's going to return to milder conditions. There'll be some bright spells, and it's going to be much milder. Sadly, much wetter, but much milder towards the end of the month.
Yeah, I think that we'll just play it by ear, certainly over the next while. But if you are planning to make any journeys over the weekend, do keep a close eye on the forecast. You were old enough to remember Storm Emma, as indeed I am, and the constant meetings that we had. The Department of, I think it's the Department of the Environment chair, that meeting for the Directorate of Emergency Management, I think they're called. So their meeting Met Éireann today, so we'll have a better indication perhaps later.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a meeting of that. So first of all, they're going to be briefed by Met Éireann, and then there's going to be a meeting of the Emergency Management Committee. And then what's going to happen is they're going to brief all the stakeholders, in particular, the severe weather assessment teams that are in place for every council nationwide. And from that, then everybody involved in it will be given the information, and they'll make their decisions based on that. But certainly it's looking like some areas are going to get very severe weather. How widespread it is, we simply don't know yet.
All right, Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent, no doubt busy for you over the course of the next few days, but it looks like at the moment, as you heard Ralph say a little bit earlier, that spot in the Midlands and South Munster looks to be most at risk of snowfall. But I think that we don't say that for certain, because the forecast could change, and I think everywhere we'll see a little bit of everything, certainly in a line below Donegal. Donegal, for once, may escape the worst of it. But we'll find out more a little bit later on when Met Éireann issues those new weather updates.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.